Every year, 22,000 women get diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and 14,000 women die from it. To put it in another startling way, 1 in 78 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. My own grandmother was one of those women. And last year, one of my closest friends was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Thankfully, she is here today, stronger than ever, and cancer-free, and ready to share her story.
My goodness. So you start, I'll kind of start the explanation here. You decided to open a business. It's Infinity Med Spa of Glastonbury. And you guys jumped right in, and it was a lot of it was learn as you go. You had all the technical expertise. Right. You already knew how to do the job,
right.
But then now it's a business that you're responsible for. And then right in the beginning, essentially.
It was, yeah. So I left my job. We signed the paperwork, the lease here, the 1st of August. And 3 weeks later, we didn't even have the build out done yet. And I got the diagnosis and I was like, okay, well, we'll just forge through. And I think in a lot of ways, it was a blessing. So it allowed me to focus on building this while going through everything I was going through.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, I'm sure it was obviously, it's a no-brainer. There was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
A lot going on, but probably also a great distraction in some ways too, that you were able to, and to be able to, your life was probably came to a standstill in so many ways and became all about cancer.
Yes.
And so to be able to say, okay, it's not about my cancer right now. It's about picking out a beautiful, yes. I'm obsessed with this.
3 o'clock in the morning. I found this at 3 a.m.
I love it. I love it. I love insomnia. There's perks to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it also, so your diagnosis in the midst of building this business also changed a little bit about how you envisioned this space. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
I will. So originally it was, I'm a provider and I've always been a provider and I have the best job in the world and I tell everybody that. I mean, I make people smile all day long and it's, what more could you ask for? But you go into it and I have this certain, we're going to build a spa and we're going to be successful. And as we go through it all, your priorities, your perspectives change a little bit. So everybody wants to be successful. But my main goal now is part of what I feel so blessed is that I get to speak with so many people, men and women, about ovarian cancer. I get to share my story, make more people aware while making them feel good. And during this process, I know you talked to Suzanne earlier about skincare in the summer, and I used to love going out. But I can tell you this year, I was like, no, I don't want chemo again. So let's not get skin cancer on top of everything else. So it makes you realize not only is, your appearance is important, but it is your health. So your skin is your largest organ. We need to protect it, keep it safe because it protects us. And during this time, so I also took an oncology skincare class to learn how to treat and help women going through chemotherapy and men, because your skin can get very fragile and it can break down. I was fortunate that mine didn't because I've always taken such good care of my skin that I started in very healthy. So my perspective now in life and everything is, of course, I want to pay my bills, but I look at things very differently now. I appreciate the day. I appreciate the time and the one-on-one with my patients and getting to talk with them and getting to know them. Life is so valuable and your life can change in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know what's going to happen, what tomorrow will bring.
It's so, so true. And, I think people who go through things like this, through, just earth-shaking experiences that change your whole perspective on life. I think those are the, in the weirdest way, I guess it's going to sound weird to say, but they are the luckiest people on earth because they learn the value of a moment. They learn the value of time and all of those things. And you've taken it, wonderfully a step further. And not only do you realize that for yourself in your own life, you're spreading that to other people. And I think that is, such a treasure and such a gift to be giving people. And not only do you give that to your friends, we benefit from it, you know, as her friends, this incredible spirit and energy that Lynn brings to literally everything that she does.
I'm a little bit of a goofball.
Oh, you're just, you know, you're like a, you know, 1,000-watt light bulb in a dark room. You know, it's just like, it's fantastic. It's so awesome. And, you know, it's something that comes from within. And yes. You know, we all see it and strangers see it. And the people that come through this door here for their treatments, and they could be having, who knows what they have going on, right? They maybe have some type of scary diagnosis going on in their life. They may just be having a bad day. They may just simply be afraid about a procedure they're about to have. So when you get to come into a space that is so warm and compassionate and caring, I think that's what sets Infinity Med Spa apart from everywhere else.
Well, that was our goal. So being of a provider background, working for a business, it was about business. Mm-hmm. And that's, listen, I know at the end of the day, there's a business in here and there has to be. But it is about the patient. And so no longer am I booked so solidly that I don't have the time to talk with people, that I can't be compassionate and listen and do exactly what they're looking for. I will guide everybody in what I think you should do.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's what are your needs? What are your wants? And not that pushy, you know, and then you need to buy this and you need to do this. Mm-hmm. Because you need to be comfortable in what you're doing and you need to be happy in your skin. But you have to do it at your pace.
Right.
You know, there's a song. So I was thinking about when you're saying about how I live my life. So there's that song that says, I hope you get a chance to live like you were dying. Mm. And I have been blessed with that. I get to live like I'm dying because you don't know what tomorrow will bring.
So
it makes every day so valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you know, all of this, I'm, this is probably going to go down. I've done a lot of interviews. This is going to go down as probably my favorite, because there's, you know, it's obviously it's because it's with a friend and it's for a mission. And, you know, as we said early on, September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want that to be a year round thing, of course,
yes.
that this is not just a 1 month and we forget about it, but this is a great start and a really important start. And I really hope that the message that people watching or listening get from this is that, you know, there is hope here.
There is hope.
Mm-hmm. And we have living proof of it right here. And you're also going to be, and I know the details are still kind of in the mm-hmm. works, but you're also going to be paying it forward really in a very big way. There is a walk coming up at the end of the month.
Right. So the National Organization for Cancer or Ovarian Cancer Organ Coalition is doing a virtual walk, It's all online, so you can donate there. I don't have all the specifics yet, but I am trying to organize from Infinity Med Spa, September 30th, do a walk, and it's more of a social thing. So just trying to raise awareness and, of course, money to help find cures, because it hasn't been very high in the totem pole for the research, and there needs to be a lot more research to help, you know, help find cures for ovarian cancer, because there's so many different types.
Right.
And, we have the means to do it. So we just have to get the word out there, raise some funds, and just be more proactive.
I love it. And we'll be putting more information on that as the month progresses. And we'll make sure you have links and all of those things to get involved if you choose to. We would love that. And Lynn, to close out, is there anything that you would like for the viewers or listeners to really, like, what's the most important thing for them to walk away with from this?
I think the most important thing is, please, if your body's trying to tell you something, listen to your body. Don't be afraid. Learn the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer for any woman who has ovaries. We're at risk. Listen to your bodies, talk about it, and just forge forward and advocate for yourself. You may not know the terminology. Right. I did, but you can say, listen, something is not right here. I need you to listen to me. We need to go further. I need you to look at this and just live your life the fullest, because we don't know what tomorrow brings.
Absolutely. And
just be kind.
I love that. Yeah. Yes, kindness, more kindness, please.
Yes.
missing so much of that right now. And but this is a great start, and an incredible start, and a really important message. Lynn, I can't thank you enough for sharing your story and this information, because you know, one person hears this and it drives it home to them, and their life is changed for the better. Their life is saved.
Yeah. And the more we talk about it, the more lives we're going to save.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. So that is the goal,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for watching. We will have stuff again throughout the whole month. We'll be sharing information with you. We will share Infinity Med Spa of Glastonbury with you, and keep watching. We're going to have some fun behind the scenes stuff for this great, great place. It is not just a spa. It is so much more, and you'll be much better off if you come check it out. So thanks for watching.